Hey, it's the Pete for the Pete Podcast and thepete.com. Excuse me. Excuse me. So, hope everybody had a happy 4th, I guess. The original Brexit. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. Once again, for me, it's about the media. The media is killing us. And the media is just an extension of capitalism, really, right? Because capitalism is what powers media, or the media, the mainstream media. And I've complained about this before, so I apologize if I'm in broken record mode, for those of you who still remember what records are. It's like the media has just been happily serving as Donald Trump's free mouthpiece. You know, like, since the beginning, it's just been the most annoying, frustrating thing. And it's like, I haven't heard any accusations of, oh, the liberal media is you know, screwing, you know, Donald Trump, blah, 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 whatever. It's like, nobody in the media. This is like the proof that the media isn't liberal or conservative. It's capitalist. It's capitalist, folks. It's not the media. The news media is not interested in telling you what you need to know to make good decisions in your life. That's what the news is for. That's the job of the news, is to inform the populace, to let us know what's going on and how we should vote, with whether it be with our actual votes or our money. You know, what candidates do we support by voting or by donation? Which products do we buy? Which, you know, cars do we own? Which movies do we see? If we don't know what the reality is, if we don't know what's really going on, how can we make a good choice? How can we make the right choice? You know, it's like, you ever notice how, like, you know, on iPhone boxes, or in iPhone ads, rather, they don't announce that your iPhone is made by sweatshop workers? I mean, okay, maybe it's not literal sweatshops, but they're factories in Asia where workers are paid way less than the equivalent here in America. And, you know, there's a reason we don't see that mentioned on the packaging for the iPhone. That's, you know, gorgeous box you get, and it just slides open. You know, that it doesn't say, you know, it says designed in Cupertino, made in China by young Asian workers, underpaid Asian workers, right? No, doesn't say that, because that would be really depressing and accurate. But so because we don't know this, we just go on buying iPhones because they're cool, and we don't really think about that they're made under those circumstances. I mean, the conditions in one Apple, not literally run by Apple, but Apple's financed factory, was so bad for a while, a few years ago, that there were suicides there. They actually installed nets so that people who jumped off the roof would not actually slam into the ground and die. So, you know, but if we had known that, we might not have gotten ourselves addicted to all this cheap tech from China. I have known that for a long time, but the tech is so cheap, you know, and that's terrible. And I feel like kind of stupid or monstrous or hypocritical at the very least. I mean, we're all hypocritical, but to a certain degree, whether we want to admit it or not, that's another thing. But this is my hypocrisy is my love of gadgets, and I like, especially since the cheap stuff has come along. It's just so cheap. If I knew an American based source for this stuff that was anywhere near as inexpensive, I would happily support it, but we cost too much here. Which is the point, really. And we don't know, because we don't know this stuff generally, because the press doesn't really report on it. The press doesn't talk about it. You know, we are left in the dark. And so the media just goes about doing whatever it can to get you to watch their shows or click on their links, read their stupid articles that are just buried under ads. So frustrating. I almost read ads more than I read articles. I've seen website design that is so atrocious where the ads are just splashed within the articles. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, on thepete.com, I've got some Google ads, but they don't show up in the middle of the frickin' posts. You know, it's one thing to put it in the sidebar or maybe like a single image off to the side in the article. But like, I've literally been reading mobile articles or articles on my mobile device, and the ad will just obliterate. Like, all I'll see is the ad as I'm scrolling. And sometimes it'll break a sentence. And it's like, this is so stupid. Anyway, the point is, the media has done nothing but trump up Trump and made him into this nightmare that we're facing. Now, I've also heard things about a study or a poll, that says Hillary is way in the lead. Like, we don't have anything to worry about. Like, if the election were today, Hillary would be, like, acing it. And I think that that's lovely, but you know what? Studies have been wrong, or polls have been wrong. Polls are only really accurate at measuring the people they talk to. And those people tend to be old people who actually pick up their landline during dinner and don't hang up immediately. That's a very niche market right there. So I really hope that those numbers are accurate, or those findings are accurate, but I just, you know, I don't know yet. I like to think that, you know, America is not so dumb as to elect Trump. I mean, I grew up in Jersey, 45 minutes outside of New York City. I grew up with this asshole, pardon the swear word there, you know, and I hated him. Like, he was on the news all the time. And I remember wondering why. You know, he was the Kim Kardashian. He still is the male Kim Kardashian. He's famous for really nothing. He's not actually that successful as a real estate person. He's actually not that successful as a financial person because he's had to declare bankruptcy 4 times, I think. I mean, he's not a loser either, but in those categories, he's a loser in other ways. But it's like, he is completely, utterly, unnecessarily on the TV and on the radio and on the internet all the time. And everyone just serves as this massive echo chamber for him. So it's no surprise that he did donate $50 million of his own money to his own campaign, just, I guess, to look good, because he doesn't need it, because he doesn't need to advertise. Apparently, he hasn't, you know, bought very much commercial time at all over the past, I don't know how many months. And you know, it's not surprising, because he doesn't need to, because the news media is happy to provide that for him. All the ads he needs, basically. And it's just disgusting how we just trust the media way too much. And that's one of the things I really like about the internet. I can go get the news where I want it. But the danger is confirmation bias, of course. But I forget which podcast I talked about that one in. But confirmation bias, Google it if you don't remember me talking about it, or if you have just forgotten it or whatever. Yeah. So there you go. The media, Donald Trump, it's just not a good combination at all. We need to get back to basic decency and an interest in, you know, informing each other of what's really going on so we can all make the right choices. Look what happened to Britain. You know, their people were lied to and about a bunch of different things, and they voted to leave the EU, which is a huge financially stupid thing to do. Yeah, wow. Well, this has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Please let me know what you think. Check out ballpointadventures.com and thepete.com. And tell your friends. Oh, yeah, and support me on Patreon if you don't mind. Thanks to everybody who already does.